I'm Chelsea. I'm the host of the Glow Women's Podcast, and we have Susie here with us today. We're talking about how she allows the word to transform her mind. And I know you have a very powerful testimony, and I know you speak on this all the time, mm-hmm. and we just wanted to bring you on and just have you tell your testimony. Can you tell your testimony on how you use the word to renew your mind, and how did that look like for you?
Well, when I started my Christian journey, of course, I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know anything about the power of the blood of Jesus or even the word. I was raised in a religious atmosphere where you believed in, you know, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But you really didn't know if there was really a transforming power. You know, you knew you needed to respect God, you know, honor God, go to church, mm-hmm. pray, you know, celebrate holidays, that anything that was oriented around, you know, Jesus, you know, that's just being respectful of a religion. But I did not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But what happens in life is you come to a crossroad. If, you know, if you really want to change your life, mm-hmm. you come to a crossroad in your life of all bad decisions. And you don't, at the time, you don't know they're bad decisions. But you're on a journey and you're realizing your life is not happening the way you thought it would happen. Mm-hmm. Like I thought I was going to be a powerful woman. I thought I was going to have a happy marriage. I thought I was going to, you know, marry the boy next door and be married forever.
Yeah.
But then you find out the world grabs a hold of you, not being guarded, you know, with the word of God or mm-hmm. Jesus. And you try every single thing the world offers because that's what you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, drinking, drugs, you know, not being faithful in your marriage, mm-hmm. you know, not speaking in a healthy way, like speaking to one another abusively or having negative thoughts that mm-hmm. really become your words, mm-hmm. that really become your life, because your thoughts and your words really make your feet travel. Yeah. You don't know that's powerful until you know.
Yeah. And it says, as you think, that's what you are in the Bible. So
when I got in a trap and I didn't know how to get out of it, fortunately, I was in hairdressing school and a woman asked me if I was saved. And I said, saved? I kind of thought, what does saved mean? I said, reincarnated. I said, you mean reincarnated? She goes, no, saved. Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Wow.
I said, no, I'm a Catholic, but I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
So she goes, you look like your life can, you know, need a change. And I really wanted a change.
Yeah.
So I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And anyone that's listening to this, before I even begin to share how the Word of God transformed my life, you really need to know that there's power in the Holy Spirit, which speaks to your human spirit. But the thing we have to work on is our soul. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You can know about the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and know that you're a human spirit.
Right.
But if you don't ever captivate your soul,
yeah.
your mind, your will, and your emotions. So the thing that helped me change my life was Romans 12:2. You know, to renew the spirit of your mind so you're not conformed to the ways of the world. The world looks so attractive when you mm-hmm. don't know the difference.
Right.
It looks like fun, but all that fun and all that attractiveness leads you down the road of disappointment, discouragement, despair, and depression.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Jesus, you really don't know how to get out of that trap.
Right.
So with the Word of God, I had a little Bible. The girl told me that God can change my life. I really believed her, but I didn't know how. And when I started studying the Word of God, honestly, the thing I went to first was Psalm 1:1-3,
mm-hmm.
when it tells you not to walk in the way of the ungodly,
mm-hmm.
not to sit in the way of the scornful, not to stand in the way of the sinners. Well, you're reading that. You don't want to admit you're a sinner.
Right.
You don't want to admit that you've done ungodly things.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to admit you're scornful.
Right.
But really, if you examine yourself, like the Word of God, David tells you to examine yourself, not your neighbor, not your husband, you know, not your children,
mm-hmm.
not your parents. Examine yourself. Sit down and make a list of the ungodly, the scornful, the sinner in yourself. That's your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's your will. That's your mind.
Yeah.
And you have to take thought. You have to take captive every thought that goes into your head. And when God says the word of God transforms your life and renews it, so you're not conformed to the word, to me, I had such a huge list of what needed to be transformed, I did not even think God could do it. But I made a list of every single thing. And I wanted to be that Psalm 1:1-3 man. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a tree planted by God's rivers of water. I wanted to be prosperous. I wanted to have a happy marriage. I wanted to be a successful woman.
Yes.
I wanted to be a good mother, a good friend, a mm-hmm. good daughter. I just really didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And with the word of God and praying, God showed me little by little how to peel away the onion skin, to find, dig deep down in my soul, examine myself, encourage myself with the word of God. Now looking back, and that was like in 1975.
Wow.
So looking back at my whole life, mm-hmm. I didn't know how powerful it was back then. Mm-hmm. I thought it worked. I heard it worked. So I tried it. Mm-hmm. But looking back, what is it, 47 years, looking back that time, God has made me a powerful, mighty woman of God.
Amen.
He's made me very secure in myself, which I was extremely insecure.
Yeah.
He made me an unbelievable wife.
Wow.
A great mother, a great friend, and I'm even a great leader, which is hard for me to believe that about myself.
Yeah.
But I'm a great leader because I prayed about being a great leader. See, wow. I took the word of God and I went through it mm-hmm. because I heard that God's word's powerful, right? Mm-hmm. So if God says, I'm a vessel, mm-hmm. and without his Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So I leaned on daily. I came up with a little formula. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I'm going to get up. I'm gonna be thankful for my day, even if it's good, bad, or ugly. I'm going to be thankful because God doesn't listen to a complainer, worrier, or a doubter, or an unbeliever.
Yeah.
God will not listen to that.
Yeah.
So you have to put that away quickly.
Yeah.
Self-pity has to fall. Mm. You can't do self-pity. Mm-hmm. So I made a little dialogue for myself, mm-hmm. and I said, I want to be a kind woman. I want to be an understanding woman. I want to be gentle. I want to be meek. I want to be a strong leader. When I first started my job mm-hmm. as a human resource manager, which I had no experience, no education, the Holy Spirit taught me how to be a powerful human resource leader.
Wow.
In today's world, our retention at our office is 35 years, 30 years, 25 years,
wow.
20 years. God showed me how to hire people.
Wow. That says a lot.
Because I prayed about it.
Yeah.
And just like when we prayed when we first started, you don't want any of this to be your words or your thoughts or your ways. When you plug into the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, you have to trust what the Word of God says, mm-hmm. and you have to declare it. You have to think it. You have to believe it. Mm-hmm. So with my little dialogue daily, I get up, I say, I'm blessed, saved, healed, delivered, set free, transformed, restored. I'm a mighty woman, God. I am directed by the powerful Holy Spirit. And I believe the day that sets before me, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, God is going to show me how to handle this day in Jesus' name by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I trust God.
Yeah.
That's with awesome. Everything.
That's awesome.
And,
so how did you go from, so in that, in that salon, mm-hmm. did you just start doing that? How did you go from there to renewing your mind with the word?
Okay, in that salon, when she started to walk me upstairs to say a prayer, I got scared mm-hmm. because I never prayed with anyone before. I mm-hmm. didn't really understand what that meant mm-hmm. because in your religion, you pray to yourself. Mm-hmm. You really never pray with a person or out loud.
Right.
So as we were traveling up the stairs to go to this little room to pray, I got scared and I stopped on the stair and she said, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. I feel afraid. Mm. She goes, well, that's the devil. I go, the devil? And she goes, well, not with a pitchfork and horns and a red suit.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a spirit world that covers this world. She goes, in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible talks about a spirit world, good and evil, that's around this world. You either plug into good or you plug into evil. So, of course, I did not understand what that meant. It just sounded like so mystic to me. It didn't sound supernatural because I didn't even know what that word meant.
Right.
It sounded mystic and scary. Mm. But when I went upstairs and I prayed, she held my hands and I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. She told me at that point, Because you received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have now the power of the Holy Spirit within you that's going to teach you what to do. Well, of course, it didn't make sense to me either. So when I went back downstairs, she gave me scriptures. She said, you know, look up Psalm 1, 1 through 3. I think it was Ephesians 6 at the time about putting on the armor of God. Mm-hmm. And then when I actually got a little Bible and read it, I really could not believe that was in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Like to clothe yourself, you know, the helmet of salvation, to walk in truth, walk in peace. You know, your sword is the Word of God. I did not know what that meant, but it did make sense to me mm-hmm. because I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful. God, if God writes it in His Word, it has to work. Mm-hmm. So when I went home, she told me to make out, she said, you're going to have to come up with a plan. You're going to have to read something in your Bible every day. You're going to have to speak something over yourself every day. And you're going to have to trust God to guide you.
Wow.
Which still didn't make sense, but I did it.
Yeah.
And believe me, I mean, this is so crazy because I went home not knowing anything. I went home, I threw away my pot. Down the toilet. I did take pills now and then. I threw them.
And you know what's crazy is you knew that you should do that after that encounter.
I knew it was wrong when I did it.
Okay.
I knew it was kind of wrong when I did it, but since everybody else is doing it, you know, that's what you think.
Yeah.
Well, everyone else is doing it and getting away with it, so why not? I really knew that was wrong.
Yeah. Again. Okay.
But then when I really read the Bible and she told me that there was a spirit world, and I also was reading, like, I went to a psychic, and I know that's wrong.
Right.
But I didn't know that was wrong back then.
Right.
And when I walked in, she even told me, she said, whoa. She said, you have something on you. I said, I do? She goes, you have something on you. Well, now that I know what the something I have on me is spiritual discernment.
Yeah.
Because I really believe when God forms you, He speaks your whole life over you, and then He puts you in your mother's womb. So I know God anointed me before the foundations of the world, but the world looks at it as psychic.
Yeah.
But God calls it spiritual discernment. There's a difference in the spirit realm, good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the world makes it psychic, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's spiritual discernment. So I threw all that away. When I went home, I was living with my boyfriend. When I went home to my mom's, she knew instantly I was different.
Wow.
She goes, I don't know. She goes, what is it with you? And I told her. I said, I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
Wow.
And I said, I feel different. I want to do different.
Wow.
So, you know, my parents being Italian and Arabic, they drank mm-hmm. wine and mm-hmm. stuff. I wouldn't drink. I was real careful what I was eating because God instantly touched my life.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people where God instantly touched your life. I got it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do better. I had a strong desire mm-hmm. to do better. But you have to remember, everything I saw was not of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your mistakes and your failures and your setbacks aren't a thing to look down upon.
Right.
They're your golden opportunity teachers to make you really look at yourself. Because I looked all that, and I did not want that.
I
did not want to be that.
Yeah.
So with her telling me about the Word and looking at what I really didn't want to be, it was really easy for me to transform my life. But I had to write it down. I had to come up with a plan. The plan was, I don't know what the Bible means, but I'm going to read. She said, when you read the Word out loud, God does something. So I read Psalm 1 out loud. I wrote down, I wanted to be a wonderful woman. I did not want to drink. I did not want to smoke. I did not want to be what I saw. Mm. I wanted to be different. I mm-hmm. had a desire.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I started exercising, which I never did before.
Mm-hmm.
I started drinking water. And remember, there was no YouTube, no Google. There was just the library. So that's why I know God really is powerful, because there was no church. There was church on TV that was the lady with the pink hair back then that everyone used to make fun of and wouldn't listen to her. And that's all that was on TV. Nobody wanted to watch the lady with the pink hair.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't. And they didn't know if it was real. But now I found out that it's very real. And TBN is wonderful. And I mean, I've learned a lot of things as I've gotten older watching the lady with the pink hair and TBN.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no Google, no YouTube. This is stuff that you had to find out on your own.
Right.
So that's why I know the power of God is real.
Yeah.
Reading the Word of God is real.
Yeah.
Claiming the blood of Jesus is real.
Yeah.
So that's what I started to do.
Mm-hmm.
I started to desire a change.
Mm-hmm.
I started to make a change. And then the biggest thing is you have to watch what you speak, because words are powerful. Be careful what you speak. That was one of the first books I did find in a bookstore. It was by, I can't remember who it was by, but it was like the book on the cover of the book. It was a world. And it said, be careful what you speak. Your words are powerful. You could speak your world into existence. I thought that looks pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So I took the book, and the first thing I read was Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of your tongue. Mm-hmm. And Tim LaHaye, or one of the older writers back, wrote the book, and he kept saying, if you're talking negative, then you're thinking negative and your situation is going to be negative. Mm-hmm. But if you change your talking and start speaking from the word of God, if you declare the word of God, God has the power to perform it, mm-hmm, and to change what you're speaking over your life. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I did. I looked up from the word of God, mm-hmm, what I wanted, and I wrote it down and started reading it. I even prayed for a husband, not materialistic. I prayed from the word of God. I wanted him to be a Psalm 1:1-3 man. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that down and prayed it. And really, I met Gary years ago. But that year, after I started claiming God's word, I think I had already known Gary 3 years. That year, Gary started calling me. And I kept saying, oh, no, not Gary Elvington. And but I prayed that Psalm 1:1-3. My husband didn't know the Lord until he met me. He got saved. We started going to church together. Today, 47 years later, my husband is a Psalm 1:1-3 man. Textbook, Bible book, he is that man.
Wow. What a testimony.
And really, really is. I didn't do anything. Yeah. I read the word of God. I prayed over him. Mm-hmm. And you have to allow God. Now, I'm not saying that did not come with, it came with several challenges, several setbacks, mm-hmm, several situations, several issues to work out, but you have to be strong in the Lord, mm-hmm, and you have to be serious about changing your life. Mm-hmm. You have to be serious about changing, mm-hmm, your mindset, mm-hmm, and what you speak.
Yeah. So you were telling us that you renewed your mind by you came up with a plan and then,
yes,
you executed the,
yes,
plan. Do you have any other tips maybe for women that could help them with like how they can renew their mind? Like what are there other things that you did?
Yes. In today's world, now with all the social media, mm-hmm, and the YouTube, mm-hmm, and Google at your fingertips, that's so freely accessible to anyone. I get up, I do my daily devotion. The first thing I really do is walk around my house and I declare everything I need in my house from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then I pray over myself what I need from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I do my daily devotional. But God, I took it a step further. God told me to safeguard my hearing, what I see, and of course what I speak.
Yeah.
So every day I listen to a YouTube, a faith-filled message. It has to be Holy Spirit, faith-filled message. Mm-hmm. I listen to one daily. There's so many. You know, I start with Pastor. Start with Pastor Don. Start with Pastor Apostle Rayleigh. Start with our own pastors. Mm-hmm. And then if you need to go beyond, there's always Holy Spirit-filled messages. Mm-hmm. So I listen to one every day, something to encourage what I'm listening to. Mm-hmm. And then every day, of course, I read. And journaling. When you have to make a certain amount of time between you and God and the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, it might be 5 minutes for someone, it, mm-hmm, might be 2 hours for another, mm-hmm, person, but every day set aside a quiet time for just you and the Lord, mm-hmm, and journal. Mm-hmm. Whatever you read and pray from the Word of God, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, journal it. Okay. He might, mm-hmm, tell you something about your purpose, your gift as a wife, as a mom, mm-hmm, as a daughter. He, mm-hmm, might tell you, you know, you need to do something in our church, mm-hmm, in our community, mm-hmm, because really, we're purpose-driven, but you're not purpose-driven for yourself.
Right.
You're purpose-driven for God's purpose.
Right.
And when you set aside and work on your spiritual maturity and, mm-hmm, realize, mm-hmm, that you're not here for yourself. Yeah, mm-hmm, makeup's fine, fashion's fine, but that's not what it's all about.
Right.
You know, being a great wife is fine. Decorating, meal planning, that's all fine. Mm-hmm. But it's not your purpose.
Exactly.
I mean, it helps enhance who you are as a woman.
Right.
But your real purpose is what God and the Holy Spirit, your passion, that what he's put on your heart, dig deep and find out what your purpose is, because only what you do for Christ will last on earth and for eternity. You can have wonderful things, but the real gem is what you do purposely for God.
Yes.
That's your real gem for eternity.
Now, do you have any other tips on how maybe women can be more disciplined? Did it come very easy for you, or do you feel like you had to work at it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Discipline is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like thinking is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
How you handle your appearance daily or how you present yourself as a person wherever you go, it's all a choice.
Yes.
Well, so is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So now with discipline, you can have the pain of regret or the pain of success.
That's good.
They're both pains.
Yeah.
And either one's going to happen. You're
either
going to live a life of regret, which that's what I saw when I grew up, a life of regret, which I did not want,
mm-hmm.
or a life of success. Praise God, I have that life of success.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I set forth to do, I didn't know if it would work. I'm here today to say it works. How you discipline your flesh, how you discipline your mind, how you discipline every area of your life comes with pain. You have to set certain, you have to be real time management. I had to get up an hour and a half earlier just to spend time with God and to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a family.
Mm-hmm.
I raised a family.
Mm-hmm.
I cook dinners. I had to do meal planning, go to work, have problems, have financial problems, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
People look at me today as being successful, but it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
It was 47 years of hard work of discipline.
Yeah.
And you know why people, I found this out recently, you know why a lot of people are envious and jealous or depressed or down? Because of discipline. They're looking at people that discipline themselves.
Yeah.
Discipline, you're not supposed to complain about discipline. You're not supposed to be a naysayer about discipline. Discipline's between you and God. It's better not to speak about it. Write your goals. Tell yourself how you're going to be disciplined, and then don't broadcast it because you might not do it.
No, really.
It's better to be disciplined silently. Silence is golden. That's why mm-hmm. I do the zipper. It's not to speak your mind with God tells you. It's to not brag and be boastful and proud about yourself.
Right.
Because we're all sinners.
Yep.
And we all need Jesus. And we definitely need the Holy Spirit,
yes.
especially to be disciplined.
Yes.
So when you're going to start off your journey on disciplining,
mm-hmm.
God will tell you exactly what you need to be disciplined. You need to seek the Holy Spirit because my list might be different than your list
mm-hmm.
or your list. But everyone has a list.
Yeah.
And it's between you and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you pray about it. You write it down. You see what God wants you to be disciplined. And it's not easy. And there are several days that I don't want to get up and be disciplined.
Yeah.
But you do it sad, you do it glad, you do it mad, you do it when you have situations because life is life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have something is going to roll along with life. That's life.
Yeah.
God made life that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Jesus went through that.
Yep.
Naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
He went through blaspheme.
Mm-hmm.
He went through being crucified.
Yeah, tempted. Yeah.
Tempted.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than us. We're created in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's going to have that.
Yeah.
But if you stop at every single time an issue comes up, you're never going to be disciplined.
Yeah.
You're never going to be successful, and you're never going to become the woman that God's created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
See, I, even though I've gone through that, I know there's still more.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a seat back.
Yeah.
I'm revving it up. And let me tell you what confirms it. I found an unbelievable scripture, Psalm 92, I think it's 14. It talks about an old tree. Now, remember, I started off with Psalm 1, 1 through 3,
yep.
the tree
mm-hmm.
planted by the rivers of the water. When
yeah.
you're starting your journey, it works. It's powerful. But you have to speak it into existence. You have to make a plan, and you have to have goals. You have to be disciplined. The tree, Psalm 92, 14, says, when the tree is old and mature, and it's real wide, and it's real rooted, God still has more growth on the tree.
Wow.
So I know I'm not done.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not done.
You are
and
not.
Guess what? I'm revving it up even all the more.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I pray every year for goals
mm-hmm.
and I write them down. And yes, you have to be disciplined. And it's people say they complain when they get older. I don't ever want to complain. It's a privilege to live your life.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't get to grow old.
Right.
So it's a privilege and an honor
yeah.
to be where I am
mm-hmm.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that I can always challenge all the younger women
yeah.
that are behind me.
Yeah.
I hope I can challenge you all to seek God, to
yes.
find out what your passion is, but to really be disciplined. I mean, discipline's not easy,
right?
But it's doable.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? It goes all the way back to a mind made up, which goes all the way back to Romans 12, too.
Yeah, renew your mind.
Every day, just like you brush your teeth and make your bed, every day you have to renew your mind. Yep. I do, too.
Yeah.
Do you know I have to get up every day and get my list out and say, I'm blessed, I'm saved, I'm healed, I'm directed by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because I want to do more for the kingdom of God. Now I feel like I'm a kingdom thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel because I have great spiritual maturity, God is not going to be shy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be shy. I mean, I'm going to ask real big from the Bible of what God wants me to do next.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it brings a confidence, too, doing it over and over and
being
disciplined.
Well, it's a God confidence.
Exactly. Yes, that's awesome. So after all of that, you came up with a book, I Am Just a Vessel. Mm-hmm. How did that come into play?
Well, the first book I came up with was I Am Just a Vessel, which really came from my personal journals. 20 years ago, I got myself in a bad situation by thinking, and I started to think defeated. See, this never stops. Your growth in Jesus never stops. Mm-hmm. You can't have a good week and go, oh, wow, this is great. No, every day has to be consistent and disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went through a period of time where I felt like God didn't hear my prayers, and I felt like nothing new was happening. So I had to sit down and get with God again, of course, every day. But I started journaling. And as I started journaling, I started sending my journals to some women that were having problems.
Yeah.
And because I worked with 40 to 50 women every day at work, and everyone needs help. Everyone needs encouragement. You know, we're human, and we all need to connect with each other for encouragement.
Right.
So I would encourage them from my journals, and they started saying, these journals are so powerful because you make it sound like it's us, not you. You ought to put it in a book. So I did.
That's awesome.
I put it in a book.
That is so
awesome. And
so
now I have a total of 6 books.
And you've even given me one, and that's encouraged me, and it's blessed me. So, wow, your testimony is so amazing, and I know that your life and your testimony will reach many, many women and already has. Do you think that you could pray for us and just pray that we would be able to have renewed minds and just have that discipline?
Of course. Okay. It would be a privilege. Father God, in Jesus' name, I know what you've done with my life, with my broken life. You took a huge mess and you turned it around and made it a beautiful message for you. And I give you all the glory for everything you've continued to do in my life. So I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to every woman that is listening to my voice, that you help them realize that they have a wonderful deposit in their heart from the Holy Spirit. And I ask you, Father God, to encourage them to dig a little deeper. Get your pen and paper out and dig deeper and ask the Holy Spirit, what is on your heart that you could glorify him with a work, with a passion that God has just given you before the foundations of the earth. He designed you fearfully and wonderfully and spoke your whole life over you. And then he put you in your mom's womb. So he knows all about what you're going through. He knows where you're at. He knows what you need. So I ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to encourage them by the Spirit of the living God, to show them how to organize, how to discipline their day, how to discipline their thinking by renewing their mind daily, how to discipline the words that they speak. Help them to remember their words are powerful. They have to be careful what they speak. By speaking the powerful word of God, by believing in the power of Jesus Christ, by believing that there's power in the blood of Jesus, I believe that every single woman that's listening to my voice is going to find something magnificent in their soul to bring you glory on purpose. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.